Listen up.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Doing Too Much.
Go on and put on them shades, because we about to shine, baby.
Success ain't easy, and you surely don't have all the answers, so we're going to help you stretch past your limits.
You know how powerful you are.
Build a strong network.
You are a part of a community.
Dominate your genius.
Today is your day.
And knock your goals out of the park.
You are the heartbeat of your destiny.
Let's work together versus you doing too much by yourself.
You define your own success.
You're a boss, and this is the Chronicles of Doing Too Much.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Chronicles of Doing Too Much. I'm your host, Mindset and Success Coach Angel Riley, and Destiny Seekers, OMG, do we not have a spectacular guest today? First and foremost, I just have to do a huge kudos to myself and my team for just securing some of the most phenomenal guests for this season of the Chronicles. This has just been so amazing. Week after week after week, we have been getting inspired. Let me tell you guys, my credit card has been on fire with purchasing all these fantastic products and services that our guests have. And today's guest is not going to fall short of the phenomenal wisdom-dropping nuggets and guests that we've had on the Chronicles thus far this season. And so first, let me tell you guys how I met today's guest. It's Coach Angel Conway. Yes, we have another Coach Angel, and I'm excited about this. We first met on Clubhouse. She has been attending faithfully one of the clubs that we do on Clubhouse, you know, on Tuesdays. I co-moderate with Coach Crystal Henry, the Success Tank on Clubhouse, 7 p.m. Eastern. Hint, hint, plug, plug. And she started coming in and listening, and then we started exchanging messages through the Clubhouse back channel. And then one day she just came up to the stage and blessed us with all of her gifts and talents. And, y'all, let me just tell you, it has been nothing but fire ever since. So Coach Angel accepted the invitation to be here on the Chronicles, and y'all are about to be blessed. Yes. So enough of me giving the love about today's guest. Let me introduce you all to her and then let her tell you the rest herself. And so today we have Coach Angel Conway. She's a boy mom. Let me tell you, ain't nothing a bore about being a boy mom. Let me tell you that. She is a boy mom, senior caregiver by day, self-care coach by night. She values God, self-care, and family in that order. Let's say that again. God, self-care, and family in that order. Her purpose in life is to preach the gospel through health ministry. She helped women and moms learn how to make time for herself first unapologetically because we deserve it. Coach Angel, welcome to the Chronicles of Doing Too Much.
Thank you so very much, Coach Angel. That was a phenomenal introduction. I appreciate you, Queen.
No, not a problem. I always got to get it and hype it up. I love to, you know, let the Destiny Seekers understand why it's always an enjoyment and excitement for me when guests say yes to the invitation to be on the show. And I tell you, I'm definitely one of your biggest fans. I just absolutely love and adore you, and I'm excited to hear all of the wisdom that you're going to drop today on the Chronicles of Doing Too Much. And so, Coach Angel, one of the things that we always ask on this show is to let us know, what is one question you wish you were asked more often? So I'm going to ask you the question that you told me you wanted me to ask you, all right? And it is, how do you make time for yourself? Because being a boy mom, a wife, a caregiver, honey, there ain't nothing that's not full on your plate. So how do you make time for yourself?
Yes, 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 Coach Angel. Thank you for asking such an amazing question. And here it is. You know, as a mom, as a wife, as an employer, as a business owner, doing all these things, the key things that I want you all to take away is that, first of all, you have to be intentional. Secondly, we going to the spa. That's right. You got to be intentional and go to the spa to make time for yourself. And so I am an acronym woman. I love my acronyms. And so, of course, SPA is an acronym for keep it simple, keep it practical, and have some accountability. So with that being said, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, we can really speak words to ourselves that is not encouraging, that is not uplifting. And so you want to make sure that you're speaking life into yourself. You're speaking like into yourself, and you're speaking love into yourself to make sure that you are showing up to take care of you. And so, you know, let's just say you getting up in the morning and you thinking about everything that's on your to-do list, which, by the way, the first thing should be you, okay? Setting those boundaries. How about we set those boundaries with ourselves first? You hear me? So you wake up in the morning, you're thinking about all these things on your to-do list that you need to do. Don't put you last, sis. Don't put you on the back burner. And so when you wake up in the morning, try speaking some words of gratitude over yourself, speaking that light and speaking that love over you. Tell yourself that you have time to take care of you. You deserve to take care of you. You will make yourself a priority today, right now. So being intentional with the words that you speak over yourself is the foundation of how you begin to make that time for yourself, queens. So next, after we set that intention, after we are being intentional, we want to go to the spa, right? And so we're keeping it simple, we're keeping it practical, and we're having some accountability. And so I'm all about, you know, keeping it simple, easy peasy, ain't got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. So
I love that. I don't got time for that. So, you know,
right.
I don't got time for that.
You feel me?
Exactly.
So let's not reinvent the wheel, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Don't overthink it like some of us do. I know I've been there. I'm preaching to the choir, preaching to myself. So think about the things that you're already doing for yourself, you know, especially in this day and age that we're living in, you know, with the pandemic and everything. You don't know if, you know, the gym's going to be closed one minute or the next, you know. So keeping it simple, thinking about the things that you're already doing in your home, right? And so walk up and down the stairs. If you have to walk around the block, if you have to, if walking's your thing, if your thing is focused on your diet right now, definitely get involved with groups that's going to teach you tricks and tips and give you simple recipes that you can try at home. You know, keep it simple, ladies. And so the next thing you want to do is keeping it practical, right? And so don't overwhelm yourself. Pick out just one thing that you want to do, right? And do that one thing one time a day. Right. And even if you don't do it all 7 days, try focus on just doing that one thing once a week. You all, you know, it ain't gotta self-care. It don't have to be, you know, this long drawn out thing, you guys. It's all about self-care. It's all about being less stressed and less overwhelmed. So And the last thing we want to do is create some accountability. And so you want to make sure you're letting people know my office hours are, say it with me, my office hours are.
My office hours are. Come on, you want to say that one
yes.
more time? My office hours are.
That's right. And block out that time for yourself. Whatever you're using, if you're using the handheld calendar or if you're using your phone doing the electronic calendar, make sure you block out that time for yourself to hold yourself accountable so you don't forget, because as they say, out of sight, out of mind, right? And so the next thing, you want to have somebody to help hold you accountable as well. So, again, you know, finding that person, finding your community, someone that's going to help you to stay on top of your goals, lovingly, of course. And so those are some steps to help you make time for you.
Woo! Coach Angel, I'm sitting here, I'm writing so many notes as you are talking. I'm about to recap everything that you said. I just want to make sure I get my last note written down, so you might have to correct me on that one. Whew, how do you make time for yourself? And you made it so easy. The first is be intentional, and that is so important. I've been doing direct sales for a long time, over 6 years now, and one of the things that I've always told my direct sales team and their business and to take their businesses to the next level, or, you know, whether it's in terms of recruitment or whether it's in terms of selling product, you know, to get their income to the level that they want, is to be intentional and consistent. When you are intentional about what you are doing, that consistency comes. Now, everybody who follows me on any platform knows there's one thing that I consistently say, is that when you have clarity, you get speed. With clarity comes speed. You will achieve your goals quickly if you have clarity. But that clarity does not come about unless you are intentional. How do you know that you're going to achieve something if you don't know the direction that you are going? So I absolutely love it when you say be intentional. And so part of that intentionality, what I got, and jump in and tell me if I get anything wrong, is we are speaking life, light, and love into ourselves. Life, light, and love into ourselves. Did I summarize, did I capture that correctly, Coach Angel?
You sure did. That's exactly it.
Life, light, and love. So we are being intentional to give clarity of making time for ourselves, and part of that, rather it is our actual words or our actions, that we are speaking life, light, and love into ourselves. Now, honey, when you said go to the spa, I was like, oh, do I need to pack? We're going to the spa every day? You got me on that one, Coach Angel. You got me. I was ready. I was like, how are we going to make it to the spa every day? Girl, I thought you was about to give us some coupon and tips. I was ready. I was so ready. But the thing was, is that I was also ready to receive that acronym that you gave us. So you said the spa is to keep it simple, keep it practical, and accountable. So it's simple, practical, and accountability. And so, oh my God, so yes, y'all, we are going to the spa every day. And yes, y'all, we are going to the spa for free.99 every day, because spa is keeping it simple, practical, and accountable. So I absolutely love all of that. Let's stop trying to lay out our entire lives in one day. So we're going to do things that's really, really easy peasy. I'm doing a direct quote from Coach Angel. easy peasy, because we don't got time for that, y'all. We're going to keep it easy. We're keeping it simple, y'all. And then we're practical. We're not trying to overdo it. And I love the tip you gave us about find one thing that you absolutely love that gives you your solace. And even if you can't do it once a day, you definitely want to try to do it once a week. And I'll share one of my, practical goals is to read more self-help books. So not only books that, continue to help me to hone in my craft as a coach, but books that help me continue to my journey on being the best version of me. So that one book a day, I've been doing Audible, and I'm like, even if I only have 30 minutes in a day, I want to listen to that book on Audible. So that is being very practical. And some days I don't have the time to listen. Other days I can listen for 3-4 hours. But I am really, again, being intentional about this practical thing. And I'm not beating myself up because I didn't listen to my book for the day. And then lastly was the accountability. One of the key takeaways I got, well, two key takeaways, my office hours are... Girl, were you trying to throw? You were throwing some shade at me over there because you was like, Angel, this is doing too much, you know? But it is, but truly sticking to those office hours. And even if you don't have a business, you still want to have time that you dedicate for certain things. So if you are taking care of a loved one during the day, and then say someone comes at 5 p.m., guess what? Your office hours are over. Now it's time for you to go concentrate on you at that 5 p.m. So my office hours are, because it is beyond just working a business, working a 9-to-5. It is about intentionally setting up time, doing the time block method on your calendar that you are focusing on you, and then that accountability partner. And that's where, Coach Angel, tell me, someone like you come in play, because you can pretty much serve as an accountability partner for those who are being intentional about their self-care practice because they have a full plate. Am I right about that?
You are absolutely right, Queen, and that's some of the support that I actually give in my free Facebook community. So that is so, so powerful and has been the game changer for me on my self-care journey.
Woo, girl. We're going to take a quick break. Because you started this interview out strong. Destiny Seekers, I told y'all. I mean, she started this interview out like, okay, look, let me tell you, this is a masterclass, all right? If you don't have your pen and paper out, you better run and get it now, because Coach Angel just got warmed up. And this is not Coach Angel Rowley. This is Coach Angel Conway. Look, you got two angels today. What y'all going to do? What you going to do? All right, because we coming through. That's what you're going to do. We coming through. So we're going to take a quick break. We're coming right back. And then when we come back, Coach Angel, I would love to talk a little bit more about the different things that you do in your Facebook group, the Self-Care Club for Working Women of Faith. So does that sound good to you?
That sounds amazing. Look forward to it.
All right. Destiny Seekers, do not touch that dial. We will be right back.
Word on the street is one of the hottest new daytime talk radio shows on the internet is The Chronicles of Doing Too Much. Mindset and success coach Angel Rowley plays no games and holds nothing back. Success ain't easy, and you surely don't have all the answers. The Chronicles of Doing Too Much is a show about stretching past your limits, building a strong network, dominating your brilliance, and knocking your goals out of the park. Our guests are business owners, authors, coaches, corporate executives, activists, nonprofit leaders, and those who are simply slaying all day, every day. Tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern on Total Entertainment Radio for your weekly dose of inspiration, laughter, and resources to help you elevate to the next level. It's a whole vibe, and the energy is the bomb. No worries if you missed the live broadcast. Catch the replay on your favorite podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, and Google. Interested in being a guest or sponsorship opportunities, go to www.thechroniclesofdoingtoomuch.com. You're a boss and a heartbeat of your destiny.
You know what you're listening to, right?
You're listening to The Chronicles of Doing Too Much with Coach Angel Riley.
Welcome back to The Chronicles of Doing Too Much. Whew, we are basically having a masterclass today, y'all. Like, this is not just a basic interview here on the radio show and on the podcast platform. This right here is a masterclass. We got Coach Angel Conway on here dropping knowledge about how do you make time for yourself when you have a full plate with family, volunteer, our activity, your profession, your business, whatever. When your plate is full, how do you make time for yourself? And how do you make time for yourself unapologetically? Honey, Coach Angel already done broke it down to us about how we go into the spa every day, every day. Every day we going to the spa, and she let us know. I'm just saying, did you not tell us that we're supposed to go to the spa every day, right? Did you not say that?
Right.
I mean, all right. Oh, see, I didn't misquote Destiny C because y'all heard her say that, right? But the spa is simple, practical, and accountability. That's the spa that we are doing. We are going to keep it simple, sexy. We are going to be practical and not try to solve all the world's problems in one day. And we are going to maintain accountability by getting a tribe to support and encourage us to keep us on track. So with that said, that goes right into something that you offer, and I believe you say you offer this for free, and that is your Facebook group that's the Self-Care Club for Working Women of Faith. Tell us a little bit more about this group, like, you know, what you offer in the group, how we can join the group. Just go ahead and tell us about the Self-Care Club for Working Women of Faith.
Yes, yes, it would be my pleasure, Coach Angel. So it began last March, so I'm so excited. I'm coming up on my one-year anniversary.
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
Who's that doing that cabbage patch for that anniversary? That's us. I'm going to do the running
answer. That's right. And so I have fun, exciting things in store this year for 2022, new you. And so I intend to do what I can, everything in my power to support you on your self-care journey, queens. And so some of the things you have to look forward to in the group, there's going to be something going on every week. And so it won't be a dull moment in the group. And so starting this year, we're going to be recognizing you queens on your birthdays. You know, it is your date of birth. You've made it to a new year. And so I feel that it is only right that you are celebrated. We are going to have things on a weekly basis. So Sundays is going to be Queen Check-In, and that's going to be Zoom calls every 2 weeks starting February. I want to really, truly create a community of women where we are supporting each other, where we are collaborating, and just, you know, having that sisterhood, womanhood, all the hood.
Okay. Whoa. You, womanhood, sisterhood, all the hood. Some hood we want to leave out. Yeah. So, Destiny Seekers, don't bring no ratchet to the supportive, collaborative community.
No ratchethood.
No ratchethood. Okay. All right. But sisterhood, you know, collaborative. No ratchethood. Okay. Let me say no ratchethood. Okay. I'm sorry, Coach Angel. Go ahead.
That's
I'm
right.
sorry.
That's right, Queen. No, you got it. You got it. So definitely going to be implementing those things, because what's a sisterhood without getting to know one another, right? And so there are tons of groups out there where you really don't know each other, and it's just flooded with so many people, you just kind of get lost in the sauce. So definitely bridging that gap through the Zoom meeting so we can get to know one another on not just the surface level but on a deeper level. So that's Sundays. On Mondays, we're going to have Monday Fun Day, and that's me putting out something fun and silly to really just brighten your mood, put a smile on your face, and to also get to know you. I do a lot of, like, would you rathers, and so it's fun and just a good way to, you know, engage with one another.
Right. Well, so when you say would you rather, is that something like would you rather drive a BMW or a Rolls Royce? Like, I mean, like, give us an example of like a would you rather.
Okay. So I think the last would you rather, okay, now I'm silly, y'all. I'm silly, so I'm just put that out there. So the last would you rather was like, would you rather eat the same thing for 30 days straight or wear the same clothes 30 days straight, washed, of course? So that was
hard. That's hard. I would rather not do either. Oh, my God. That's hard.
Yeah.
I was going to say, but I could see how that builds community and forces you to really think, and then you could do that conversation, because if you have just those two options, it's like eat the same thing or do laundry every day, because that's how I just took that. You know, I'm going to wear the same clothes every day for 30 days. That's 30 days of doing laundry. Then I'm like, but if I eat the same thing every day, then I can just cook once a week and then just package it up into 7 days. Like my whole thought process just changed.
Yeah, see, and, you know, it really makes you think too, right? It's like, wait a minute, hold up.
Right.
It was an easy peasy for me because I'm basically in scrubs during the day and leggings during the evening. So,
oh, that was easy for you. That was easy. That you cheated. You cheated on that one, Coach Angel. You cheated.
I did a little bit. I definitely want to, you know, help to get the week started off on a fun, you know, light, good note. And so we have Monday Fun Days. And then for Wednesdays, we have a self-care Q&A where I go live in the Facebook to answer your most pressing self-care questions. Or if you just want to talk about and dialogue about your week so far, and that's when I, you know, encourage you all to also take some her time. So, as I said before, I'm a woman that loves her acronyms. And so her is an acronym for hydrate, eat, rest, and reflect. And so, you know, we can get so caught up during the day, during the week, in that, you know, we're doing all these things and we look up and we be like, dang, I ain't even drink anything. Dang, I ain't even eat nothing yet. You know?
Guilty. Right? I'm guilty of charge and all of that. All of it.
Listen, I'm with you. You know, but 2022, new us, you know, new year, new us. And so we changing some things so we can show up happier and healthier. So, you know, so I have that weekly reminder to take some her time to hydrate, eat, rest, and reflect, you know, to, you know, help encourage ourselves, to help, you know, get back to, you know, taking care of ourselves, all, you know, as we're, you know, doing, taking care of others, you know, and doing all these other things. And so Friday, is something new that I created. It's Promo Friday. You know, a part of your self-care is what you got going on in your business. And so I encourage women and the moms to, you know, talk about their businesses and their services and their products and what they have going on, so we can support each other with that part of their self, part of themselves as well. And so lastly, for Saturday, we have Rest, Reflect, and Recharge, because, you know, it's the end of the week, and we want to make sure that we just take some time to just unwind. I mean, after all, we've been kicking it, we've been crushing it, we've been, you know, doing our things as boss women, and we need some time to just relax. And so that's a, you know, friendly reminder that I have to encourage you to take some more time to take care of yourself. So that's what we have going on in the Facebook group.
Woo. Now, before I do a recap, because you know how my mind operates, I got, you know, I quote the lyrical geniuses of so many artists, you know, because they are great poets. So some lyrics came to mind as you were talking about one of the theme days. But before I go through and summarize all the theme days and share some lyrical knowledge that dropped in my head, you know, it's going to be appropriate this time. I promise, Destiny Seekers, it's going to be appropriate. But go ahead and tell us again how we can join that group.
Yes, for sure. So you can connect with me on Instagram at becauseicare_2. That's becauseicare_2. Check out my Linktree link, and the link to my Facebook group will be in the link.
Perfect. So it's becauseicare_2. So becauseicare_2, and we'll be certain to put all of your contact information on our platform so Destiny Seekers are able to connect, reflect, and recharge with you. And so I just want to summarize, because I love everything that you're doing in this Facebook group. And if anyone was taking notes like me, I want to be certain that we got everything in our notes. And I love when you talked about we recognizing birthdays. You know, my birthday is in December. And as growing up as a child, because my birthday is 20 days before Christmas, you know, I didn't always get birthday love. So as an adult, you know, single parent, you know, my mom was really good about making sure for each of our birthdays that we always had a cake, you know, so we always had like a fancy cake. And it's so funny because I don't really like cake like that. Like, I have to be in the mood for cake. But growing up, I looked forward to my birthday cake every year because it was going to be a nice cake or whatever to celebrate yes. my birthday. Yeah, so that's normally what I remember. That's the childhood memories of a birthday that I've had. And then Christmas, of course, will always be wonderful. But, oh, my God, when you talk about celebrating the birthdays, let me tell you, the entire month of December is a celebration for me. Like, it's that entire month we celebrating the birth of Angel, because I'm just saying, like,
yes.
God has blessed us, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I love the ability to celebrate. I love that when you're celebrating that you're able to share memories like I just shared. I just know it lets you into knowing even more about you. And if anyone is if anyone's anything like me, I love on my birthday, and I open up Facebook, and I got all of these messages of all these people
yes.
wishing me happy birthday. I love it. So to go in the community, like I'm in sorority, so in sorority we always get a birthday card on our birthday, and I love that. Like, I'll be looking for my card. I'm like looking for the card from my chapter, you know. Like, I absolutely love it. And so I love that you're celebrating birthdays, celebrating, you know, all of the queens that are in your group. I mean, oh my God, that is something that is absolutely beautiful. But then you talked about your themed days. So You said on Sunday, that's the opportunity to connect with one another one-on-one with the Queen. Check-in Zoom call. I love it. Remember, Destiny Seekers, this is about sisterhood, but we're going to leave ratchethood at the door, okay? This is all about sisterhood and collaborating and connecting, right?
Yes.
So, look, did I get that right? Look, I just want to make sure that I lay it out, you know?
You're laying it out, Queen.
And then we have Monday Fun Day. Now, Coach Angel, you know it's all in my head now. You gave us an example. So now I'm like, well, technically you can wear the same outfit every day if you just buy 30 of the same outfit. Like, I figured it out. Like,
there you go.
So I, like, figured it out. That was, I know it was fun, but it was thought-provoking. And I absolutely love that. And then, you know, and then you laugh about it like we just did, because it's like, did I really just sit here and come up with a solution to figure this out? And then we have the self-care Q&A on Wednesdays. And, honey, I love, you dropped the mic right there when you gave the HER acronym. I was like, oh, we're having some HER time? I was like, okay. And when you dropped that acronym of hydrate, eat, rest, and reflect. Oh, God, let me drop HER one more time. Well, you tell us. It's your acronym. What is the HER acronym again?
HER stands for hydrate, eat, rest, and reflect.
Whew. Everything about that acronym. Everything, Coach Angel, everything. I love it. I love it. And then we got promo Fridays. Come on out. Show us what you're working with. I love it, love it, love it. And then Saturday is all about resting, reflecting, and recharging. Rest, reflect, and recharge. It's the 3R Saturday. Oh, my God. So, guys, follow Coach Angel on Instagram. Get to her link tree. Get up into that group. This is amazing for self-care. And once again, this is not an interview. I have literally 6 pages of notes just writing down all of the wisdom and everything that you're dropping here today, Coach Angel. Oh, my God, I'm so grateful for all of this that you are giving us. And I kind of feel bad because we're going to take a break and we come back and we're going to wrap things up by putting you in the hot seat. So I kind of feel bad putting you in the hot seat, but, girl, you're still going in it. I'm just saying, you're still going in the hot seat.
I'm ready. You ready?
She's like, look, I done got my self-care together. I'm ready for this hot seat, honey. Like, she's like, I ain't scared of you, Angel. I ain't scared of you. You know? I love it. Well, Destiny Seekers, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we're going to put Coach Angel in the hot seat because she has been mic dropping this entire, I can't even call it an interview. This is a master class. She is giving us some valuable information. So don't you guys go anywhere. We're going to come back, and we're going to have Coach Angel wrap us up in the hot seat with more wisdom nuggets to help us with prioritizing ourselves first. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, Coach Angel Riley, host of the Chronicles of Doing Too Much, on the successful release of the collaborative book, The Success Chronicles, Volume 1, You Define Your Own Success. More than 230 books sold in less than 12 hours. Also achieving Amazon bestseller and hot new release titles in a total of 16 categories, including Amazon International Bestseller. Blowing up the spot, dropping a billboard in Atlanta, and so much more to come. You're a boss. The Total Entertainment Radio family and Destiny Seeker community commend you and your co-authors for a job well done. To secure your chapter in the Success Chronicles Volume 2, email success to angel@coachangelriley.com.
Chronicles of Doing Too Much. Follow Coach Riley on all platforms at Coach Angel Riley. Now back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. The Chronicles of Doing Too Much.
Welcome back to the Chronicles of Doing Too Much. Whew. Coach Angel, this has been a phenomenal interview. You have come to teach, honey. You came to teach. You dropped the mic over and over and over again. But see, each time you dropped the mic, you dropped it to allow us to take notes and reflect, and you picked it back up, and you gave us even more wisdom. Honey, you are what I call perfected in your craft. Thank you for all of the knowledge that you shared with us today.
Aw, thank you so much, Coach Angel. It is absolutely my pleasure.
Oh, it's amazing. So tell us one more time, how can we connect with you?
Yes, yes, yes. Please connect with me on all of my social media channels. I am on Facebook at Angel Conway. I am on Clubhouse at Angel Conway and on Instagram at Because I Care _ and the number 2.
Awesome. So we're looking for Angel Conway on Clubhouse and Facebook, and on Instagram, Because I Care _2. So do you have any final words you want to give before I throw you in the hot seat?
Yes, I do. I do. And I actually want to take it back to how to make time for you and being intentional, right, and speaking life and speaking light and speaking love over ourselves. So I did a mini workshop in the Facebook group early this year because one of our fellow queens mentioned, you know, I know I deserve to take care of me, you know, every once in a while. And I said, sis, every once in a while, I said, do them babies stop? Do that job stop? Do them bills stop? Do your home stop? Nah. So you don't stop taking care of you every single day. And so she is actually, shout out to Claudia. She is the one that inspired me to do the workshop on speaking life and speaking love of ourselves, because that truly is the beginning of how you are going to show up for yourself. And so really take a step back and think about the words that you're speaking over yourself, because that's how you're showing up for yourself. So speak life, speak love, and speak light over you, queen.
Oof, honey. And again, those were excellent closing words, because you mic dropped. Oh, my God. I don't need to summarize. We just need to reflect on what you just said. Whew. And you're speaking to me. You're speaking to me, you know, and I thank you. We're speaking life, light, and love into ourselves. Life, light, and love. All right, I'm done reflecting. I'm still putting you in the hot seat. I'm just saying.
I'm ready.
All right. No. You're ready. Bring it on, all right?
Yes.
So I have 4 theme days across my various social media platforms, and I get the most engagement. So I ask each guest on the Chronicles of Doing Too Much to contribute to those theme days. Now, Coach Angel, I do steal, but I will tag you if I steal anything that you say. So tactically, technically I'm not stealing because I'm attributing where the wisdom came from, okay?
Go right ahead.
I love it. I love it. And so we basically have Manifestation Monday, where we share affirmations to keep us on track to achieving our goals. We have Faith Walk Tuesday, where we share a song, a scripture, a quote, anything that gives us that source of inspiration when we need it the most. We have Wisdom Wednesday, which on social media I ask to give your present self a piece of advice. Here on the show, I ask you to give your younger self a piece of advice. Feel free to do either or both of sharing a piece of advice. And then lastly, we have Thankful Thursday, where you share with us one thing that you are thankful for. So are you ready to go through the 4 days of the hot seat? Dun-dun-dun-dun. We're going to get sound effects one day.
Right? Yes. I am ready, Coach Angel.
All right, let's do this. So, Manifestation Monday, what is one affirmation or quote or scripture that you use to keep you focused on your goals?
Beloved, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. This scripture has stuck with me for forever because it tells me that God is for self-care. And once I begin to take a step back and think about I need to start taking care of Angel, I was able to go to the Word and allow his love to pour into me, and I no longer feel guilty about taking care of myself. So that's scripture, knowing that, you know, and he also says to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service, okay? So it is not only needed, like God wants you to take care of yourself. So, yes, those are two of my favorite scriptures that I like to go to because at the end of the day, it is only one you. You know, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are still here because the good Lord has a purpose for you. And how can you fulfill that purpose if you're not taking that time to make time for you? So,
so that scripture there, oh, my God, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So that is, I think it's John 3:2. I think that's what it is. I know it's in John, but
yeah.
I think it's John 3:2. Oh, my gosh. Powerful. And now I'm going to have to write that down and add it to my affirmation board. I forgot about that scripture. Oh, my God. I just looked it up. It's 3 John 1:2. It's 3 John 1:2. So, whew, that is powerful. But it is going up on my affirmation board. It is going up on my affirmation board. Whew. So for Faith Walk Tuesday, what is a song, scripture, quote, what have you, that gives you that source of inspiration when you need it the most?
Yes. So if it is okay, I would like to do the poem that I did on Clubhouse.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. So the poem is called Question, and I know that no matter what's happening in life. You know, I do not have all the questions, but I know my life is in God's hands, His perfect, loving, unmatchless, unchanging, merciful, loving hands. And so I know everything is going to be all right in spite of. And so here we go. Question. Who am I? What was I brought in this world destined to be? Are we children of the living God? Is it me? Why do haters raid my thoughts? In Him, do you meditate day and night? Do I have a choice? Am I stuck listening to the inner voice? Who am I to say anything? Is Jesus Christ my Lord and King? Why does no one hear my voice? Does Christ see my need, hear my plea? Who is the voice of all voices? Jesus Christ? He could take away my pain, suffering, sin, and shame. Why do I love and never gain a thing? Do I gain the whole world and lose my soul? Are my prayers even listened to? Do I accept the gospel but hate you? Why am I so sinful? Am I born into a world so sinful? Can you look in my eyes and see a bruised soul? Does Christ console and make me whole? How do I walk this life I live? Was Christ a living testimony of the life I live? Can I get a second chance at life? Did Christ give His life that I may live? Is there a higher power? Is it a power that devoured the sin within? Who can defend my honor? Jesus Christ, He could take me from asunder. Can I have this unconditional love? How can I? When can I? Do He call me to accept Him now? Why do I want to be like everyone else? Who is Lord of Lords and tells me He cares? How do I love when it seems no one cares? Should Christ be the love of my life because no one can compare? Some questions will ever remain, but thank God for keeping me sane.
And the mic dropped. Whew. Powerful. Powerful. I'm just going to go on to Wisdom Wednesday.
Yes.
I'm just going to go on. I mean, it's nothing to summarize. That mic dropped right there. You know, so Wisdom Wednesday, what is a piece of advice that you give to your present and or younger self?
Yes. So I'm going to do both because these past 2 years have been like such an awakening spiritually, emotionally, just all around. I have like experienced tremendous personal growth. And so the advice that I would give to my younger self is that you are beautiful. You are capable. And do not give up. Keep going. There is light at the end of that seemingly dark, twisted tunnel. Lord knows.
I felt that.
Girl. Yes, maybe we can come back and I can get my testimony. Mm-hmm. So the advice I would give to my present self is enjoy the moment. Live for now.
Whew. Enjoy the moment. Live for now. Because you are capable. It can keep going. And we're going to come back and we're going to get your testimony. And then lastly, Thankful Thursday. What is one thing that you're thankful for?
Well, first and foremost, I am always thankful for my Heavenly Father. I wouldn't be here without him. My faith has been the only thing that has kept me in this journey called life. With that being said, I am just overjoyed, over thankful, even though that's not a word, it's going to be a word, for you, Coach Angel, for this amazing opportunity. And I tell you this, you know, when you do start to align yourself with what God has for you, He opens doors. I'm getting emotional. And so I am just so grateful for you, Coach Angel, for listening to your calling and being faithful in that, and having this platform for, you know, people to like me to come on and express ourselves and to share our light and, you know, to fellowship and to, you know, just be the change that we want to see. So just thank you so much. I am so thankful for you, Coach Angel, for all that you have done for me.
Thank you for just being a supporter. I mean, I have a rule for this show, and apparently I need to start telling the guests the rules, and that is do not make me cry. And you have accomplished that, okay? Because God, you know, I thank God, I thank you for allowing God to use you. And, you know, unbeknownst to you, you said some words that God has been having repeated to me several times. It's so funny because last week's show, our guest said pretty much the exact same words you said, and that says a lot. So thank you. Thank you for allowing God to use you. And you officially broke the rule that you didn't know existed.
No.
You know. Well, I want to give you an opportunity to quickly tell us your testimony before we wrap up, because I felt the emotion. I felt it, you know, in my spirit as you were sharing your wisdom for the hot seat. So can you go ahead and share with us your testimony?
All right. Here we go. Let me get myself ready. All right. So I am one of 10 siblings. I basically raised majority of my siblings. And so from the jump, I, you know, was that caregiver. I was that nurturer. I was just constantly pouring into others. And so all throughout my childhood, there was this internal struggle that I had because I always felt that, you know, there was more inside of me, even though I love my family to death, you know, or to life. I love them to life. I mean,
right.
And, that's life sometimes, you know. So I then grew up to, you know, go into the health field, in which I continue to be that caregiver, that nurturer. I then went on to do medical missionary work. I then went on to be church health ministry leader and then into senior caregiving. And so, you know, the health space has been ingrained in me from the jump. But I had my wake-up call in 2020. And I was caring for those that was diagnosed with COVID. And it was a traumatic experience, to say the least. And it was during that time where I said, no more. You know, no more will I allow myself to be put on the back burner. No more am I saying I don't have time for me, because if I didn't start taking care of myself, I probably wouldn't be here today. And so I just feel that, you know, everything led up to that moment. And now I am healthy. I am thriving. I am a mom to three beautiful boys who I am blessed to be an example for them, to show them, you know, what a woman looks like, what a woman can do, you know. And so, I mean, that's it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, it just, these past 3 years have been so impactful for so many of us. And that testimony is the perfect reflection point for us to end our show about what has happened throughout life that has defined you into the beautiful person that you are today. And in this new normal, for lack of a better description, that
That's
we're
right.
operating in, how are we thanking God for his faithfulness, thanking God for allowing us the time to slow down and receive and see all of the wonderful things that he has been doing in our lives? So, Destiny Seekers, it has been an honor to have Coach Angel on our platform today. Coach Angel, I am so excited and honored that we are connected. You're stuck with me for an eternity.
Yes.
And I just absolutely love it. So, Destiny Seekers, until next time, I want you to remember, you are the heartbeat of your destiny.
Thank you for listening to the Chronicles of Doing Too Much. Don't forget to hit that like button, drop a comment, and smash that subscribe. And make sure you keep the conversation going by connecting through social media at Coach Angel Riley on all platforms, or visit CoachAngelRiley.com. Until next time, go be a boss.